Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Sunny today with a high near 56 degrees. Tonight, patchy frost after 4 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 34. Wednesday, patchy frost before 10 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 58. And in the news for today, the Wisconsin Examiner is reporting that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is suing the U.S. House Select Committee investigating the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol to block a subpoena that directs him to testify about his phone conversation this July with former President Donald Trump. In his lawsuit, Voss claims the conversation when Trump urged him to decertify Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election is, quote, entirely outside of the committee's authorized scope and has no bearing on the events and causes of January 6, 2021, end quote. Trump made the call after the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled 4-3 against the use of drop boxes for voters to return absentee ballots, a longstanding practice in Wisconsin elections that increased in 2020. In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, Voss described the call in an interview on WISN TV that aired in July. After he reportedly told Mr. Trump that what he was requesting is not allowed under the Wisconsin Constitution, Mr. Trump posted derogatory statements about you on Truth Social and endorsed your challenger in the 2022 Republican primary. The subpoena states, the circumstances and details regarding your interaction with former President Trump related to the 2020 election are relevant to the Select Committee's investigation and proposed recommendations, end quote. The subpoena directs Voss to give a deposition concerning, again quoting, concerning your interactions with the former president regarding overturning the results of the 2020 election, end quote. In his lawsuit to block it, Voss asserts that the subpoena imposes an undue burden, seeks to infringe on Speaker Voss's legislative immunity from civil process, lacks a lawful purpose, and was issued from an unlawful committee, Voss said. Voss was served with the subpoena on Saturday and directed to appear for a deposition on Monday. The lawsuit to block the congressional order was filed Sunday in federal court in Milwaukee. The suit challenges the subpoena's short notice, saying it would divert him from campaigning in the closing days of a hard-fought re-election battle and would deprive him of necessary legal counsel in the nuanced and complex constitutional issues that the subpoena raises. The only explanation for such an extreme timeline is the committee's desire to conduct the deposition before its next publicly televised hearing on Wednesday, September 28th, so that clips can be edited out to be used in a multimedia show, the lawsuit asserts. Press representatives for the U.S. House Committee did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Monday. A hearing in the lawsuit is scheduled for today. Again, information for this report came in part from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.